I'm Domenico Laporta, and you are listening to the new episode of the Co-Production Podcast, brought to you by Cineuropa and Eurimage. In today's episode, we are discussing the co-production of The Empire, directed by Bruno Dumont. The film premiered as part of the competition at the 74th Berlin International Film Festival, where it won the Silver Bear Jury Prize. Congratulations, guys. Because yes, to speak about this collaboration between France, Germany, Belgium, Italy and Portugal, we have the pleasure to welcome three of the five co-producers of the film with us today. May I ask you to introduce yourself and your production company, starting with you, Jean.
Hi, I'm Jean Brea. I'm a producer since a long time. I was with 3B Production and Tessalit. Now I'm only with Tessalit. And we've made like 45, 50 movies since we began a long, long time ago. And I intend to go on.
Good. And your production company is based in France. And we also have from Germany this time, Dorothée. Welcome, Dorothée. You are representing Red Balloon Film in Germany.
Red Balloon Film is a Hamburg-based production company focused on international co-production. That's my expertise and my upbringing and my big passion. So I do work a lot with emerging talent from Middle East, but also with established talent like Bruno Dumont. And this is how I met Jean.
Also with us today, we have Olivier from Novat Production in Belgium. Welcome, Olivier.
Hello, I'm Olivier Dubois, I'm producer from Novak Prod, based in Brussels, Belgium. I have a company for a little bit more than 20 years, and also doing the feature film, international co-production, and also documentary since the beginning.
Thank you.
I'm trying to go on also.
So Jean, may I ask you to introduce the story of the film? I mean, we know from Bruno Dumont, we are used to be surprised by every time he comes up with a new project. It's always interesting and surprising. And it's also the case with this one. Can you tell us a little bit about the story of the film?
So it's the story of two interstellar empires, the absolute good and the absolute bad, who decide to invade us and take place in the humans' bodies to fight with real corpse. And the big problem that happened is that the corpse are something they never understood, and it's an incredible discovery to have flesh and bones.
So Dorothée was laughing. So the film is a sci-fi film, but it's also a comedy. Where did it originate it when this first idea came from? Was it just for you just a tiny bit of an idea, or did you come across the script right away? How did it all start, Jean?
So Bruno is writing alone, always, and give the script when it's finished. Of course, we speak about the story before, it will be that, but he never gives V1, V2, V3. It's always, okay, this is it. And so there are some changes can be done, but usually it's almost finished.
And what was your level of surprise when you discovered that script? I mean, were you very surprised of the tone? Not the tone, because now, especially considering what he did for TV, but were you surprised by the project?
Yes, I was surprised by the way he made the sci-fi part. I think it was brilliant, because who can compete with the American in terms of vessels? Nobody. We have only few money to make the VFX, and they have 10 times, 100 times more than we have. So the great idea was to use the cathedral and castle to make them interstellar vessels. That's the best part of the surprise.
Yes, and the film is actually competing with Dune, the second part of Dune that is being released more or less at the same time in the cinemas. And I saw both, and I would recommend just this one. This is really, there's a lot of production value in the film, but also the quality of the story, the tone, really makes it a unique piece, like most of Bruno's films. Dorothée, how did you come on this project? How were you approached? At what stage? Did you already have a collaboration with Jean before?
Yes, indeed. Jean and me have worked together on other films before, like Bruno's previous film, France. We have been co-producing together, and then also on other films that I and Jean co-produce with Middle East. That's actually how we met Jean, right? Do I remember right? I think we met via our co-producer from Palestine. Tony Copti introduced us back then, some time ago. And then we started working on a Palestinian film and co-produced that. And then Jean and me started working on Bruno's previous film, and it went very well. And once you have established a good collaboration and partnership, you want to follow this up. And also with Bruno, it worked out very well, and he really enjoyed shooting France and Germany partly. So we decided to continue working. And of course, I love Bruno's work. It's amazing.
And Olivier, this project is also a departure from the usual catalog of Novak in many ways. Why did you approach this project? What was really interesting for you in this project?
I met Jean like 27 years ago or something. So, and I met him in Cannes on after the screening of the first Bruno Dumont, La Vie de Jésus, that transformed me. So it's a bit of a long history, but it's the first film of Bruno that I could co-produce with Jean, and that our partner, like La Fédération, Wallonie Bruxelles, and the RTBF accepted to co-produce. So it's a very, it's the beginning of the story. I hope it's not the end. And in between, we did a lot of other films, but it's the first one of Bruno I co-produced with Jean.
And what is the budget of The Empire?
7.9 million.
So when you approach that kind of budget, what are your strategies in terms of, I mean, there are five countries involved, and we would not from the get-go expect Portugal, for example, to be part of such a co-production. So how did you build the co-production strategy?
First, it was obvious that with this amount of money, it was impossible to raise it in France, even with stars like Camille Cotin or Lucchini, with Bruno. And everybody knows that author films are less and less funded by the commercial channels. So you absolutely need a co-production. And it's bringing more money in the movie, and it's bringing also a network that helps you to not be alone and fight against the financiers, and so it helps you also to build something stronger. Naturally, at the beginning, not even thinking of it, you call your friends and you say, okay, can you find something in your country for that kind of movie, for this movie? Fortunately, Bruno is well known all over the place in cinema business. Not maybe in everywhere, but in cinema business, yes. In France, I wouldn't be able to find more than four or 4.5 million. And to go that up because of the SFX, you absolutely need to have co-production.
This is how you organize it. I mean, you divide it. For example, the special effects were made, I don't know where, in one country. The sound was made somewhere else. Or is it more mixed than that? Because five countries is quite complex as a co-production structure.
It's a mess. Doro and Olivier can tell you about that also. Because the rules of each country doesn't fit with the other. And even the Eurimage rules doesn't fit with your own country rules. It's a total mess. And you have to be, okay, divided. This go there. This go here. Ah, I can't go because I need that kind of points. It's a nightmare. but it's also very challenging, and it makes your brains work a lot.
And how much money did you receive from Eurimage?
450, no?
I think so.
450,000, which is almost the maximum, because I think the maximum is 500,000. So it means that the structure was really convincing for them too. So you already mentioned that it was challenging to compete with the big American sci-fi blockbusters that are almost every month in our cinemas right now. But what was the most challenging aspect of this project, according to you?
When Bruno came with this idea, it was simple to transform it and to make it on CGI. No, the most challenging was really the co-production structure. Five countries with five different rules. It was really... What do you think, Olivier, for you and Doro, for you?
It seems that everything went smooth. The big architect, which is Jean, who did this structure and moved the stuff inside and make it possible, for me, that was the big creative part in our side, yes.
Yeah. But for example, Olivier, can you tell us... can you tell us what was done in Belgium, for example? What was the Belgian contribution on the film?
We have been doing the sound engineer. We have been doing all the sound in general, the post-production of sound, mixing, etc. Bruno is used to work with Belgian team since the beginning, I think. Maybe not La Vie Jésus, but L'Humanité already. The DOP was Belgium, etc. So, and we are working the same way. So for us, it was not that complicated, even though we didn't shoot anything in Belgium. And a little bit of the VFX also were made there.
But then once the film is made, you still have to sell it and to market it. So, how was the film welcomed by the sales agents? And also, did you think about a specific marketing strategy? Because again, when you see the poster, when you see the trailer, you see right away that the film is in a very specific genre, specific tone, and it's also a surprising picture. So what was your strategy to tell people go watch it?
Bruno is clever also. He understood that perfectly. When I told him, okay, the guys who pay decide. It's terrible to be the one who choose something wrong. So don't be the guy who choose something wrong. Let them do their work.
And what about you, Dorothée? Do you think that a film like that is sold differently, for example, in France and in Germany, because the market is not exactly the same? What were the discussions with the distributors in Germany? Did you have any?
First, before we forget, I think I have something to say to challenging location scouting. When to go back to your previous question, because it was not. I think that was one of the challenges during the shoot. Once you shoot, you have the location. Shooting with Bruno is a dream. It really goes smooth. He knows, he's so experienced. He knows what he wants. Everything is fine. But finding the location in this case was a real obstacle because the thing was find a cathedral where we can shoot, and Catholic church and the script, as you can imagine, was very funny to get together, like extraterrestrial demons having sexual intercourse in human bodies, and then that was a thing, and that was not easy to get permission in any of the cathedrals. And I can tell I dragged Bruno and Jean from Cologne to Munich to Regensburg. So we've been scouting for more than a year to find locations to shoot. And finally, eventually, we ended up shooting in Berlin, in Gedächtniskirche and exteriors from the Berliner Dome. So this really was a journey.
My next question will be the last question is about so you two and Tree have been collaborating with Bruno in the past and on this film. And I guess there will be more collaboration. So do you know anything about what's coming next? Or is it, again, a total surprise?
So the next one, I'm trying to financing it now. But unfortunately, I have no possibility of shooting elsewhere than in the location south of France, Saint-Raphaël, the big red rocks that are there. And it's so I wanted to work with Doro again and Olivier. Olivier, it's easier because of the structure of the financing in Belgium. But for Dorothée, I think it's a real challenge because no possible shooting in Germany means that it will be almost impossible to find money for her in Germany.
Of course, we try the usual routes, mini traité, grand accord. If this works out, it's easier to work with the crew that comes always from Germany to Bruno's films. That can be a structure then, but shooting this time will be challenging. We don't have Les Falaises Rouges.
It's already time to conclude this conversation. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, feel free to subscribe to the Co-Production Podcast on Apple Music, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or whatever your favorite podcast platform may be. I want to thank Creative Europe for supporting CineEurope over the years, and of course, Eurimage for backing up this program. And of course, I want to thank you, Olivier, Dorothée, and Jean, for being part of this episode. We learned a lot about the film, and we're looking forward to go and watch it at the cinema. It's still in the theaters right now, so if you haven't watched it yet, please go. It's a unique experience. I will strongly encourage you, like many others, to keep making films together for us to enjoy. Thank you and bye-bye.